Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, America, to The Savage Truth. My name is Cicely Davis, and I am ecstatic, as always, to have you join me for another episode. For those of you who continue to show up and support and listen in, thank you. I am more than grateful for your time and your interest. If you're new to the show, welcome. My ask is always the same. Please like, please share, and subscribe. And leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, please. And thank you. It does truly helps us in many, many ways, much of which is to grow the show, its content, and its reach. Donald Trump. Donald Trump raised, listen to this now, folks, $52.8 million in less than 24 hours post-verdict of the sham trial of New York. Now, that's more than Biden raised all last month. Indeed, 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 the Dems have awakened a sleeping giant. Now, they got what they wanted, but they're not going to like what they got. This is a massive backfire. And the American people of all walks of life, male and female, black and white, young and old, educated or the trades, the rich, the middle class and the lower class alike, has seen the savage truth that there is no bottom. There's no bottom. OK, there is no bottom for the Democratic Party to which they will stoop or lie or cheat or steal to remain in power, to erase America as we know it and have come to love it, to establish a new world order, that's their goal, in which there is no middle class, only the privileged elite and the working poor. That is their goal. That is their goal for America. Do not always remember that. Keep that in mind. Keep that at top of mind or front of mind, okay? That is their goal. You know, communism is their goal. But it was 34 counts of victory. Okay, that's what I say. It was 34 counts of victory for Donald Trump, truly. The sham verdict. Okay, I don't need to go into the details of it. We've all heard it. We've all suffered through it through the weekend, right? We all know, and hopefully you remember where you were when the verdict came in. Okay, there are some things that I remember, right? As a Generation Xer, I remember when, you know, the shuttle blew up, right? When those astronauts went in. I remember when the OJ trial verdict came through, right? And I remember when this verdict came down for Donald Trump in this sham case in New York, because it was a memorable time in our history, in case you didn't know. I was driving away from a dentist appointment, okay, listening to Fox News through an app on my phone. I was sullen for the rest of the day. Honestly, it just took the wind out of me. And my husband was actually unusually quiet and numb, I guess is the best way to describe it. You know, he was not necessarily lethargic, but you could tell that he was impacted. And when he spoke, it was kind of short and he was a little bit moody. This impacted people, right? This had an impact. Because we had a recognition of where our country is headed, and it's just not good. We are officially, folks, we are officially on the battlefield. Those of you who have not been here, suit up and boot up, okay? And for those of you who are just getting here, you're a little late. I have to point that out. If you're just now getting here, if you're just now waking up, if you're just now realizing, if you're just now joining the party, you are a little late. I have to point that out, but glad to have you. I'm glad to have you. I'm glad you've decided to join us. This is the official war. Get your gear, your assignments, be watchful and mindful, and remain close to those around you. The Republic is dead. This is a hard thing to accept. The Republic is dead. If they were able to get a verdict off in such a manner and conduct themselves in such a manner and actually get away with it, right? And then have Trump return to court so they can possibly send him to prison, then we have to recognize and accept that the Republic is dead. And I want you to think about that. I don't say that with glee. I don't. I do not say that with any glee. There's no joy in my heart for saying those words or to come to that realization. But for this trial to have even been able to get a foot, to even have been able to go to trial, to have jury selection, to have been able to even gather a jury and question and persecute and drag and attempt to embarrass a former president, an unprecedented maneuver, says that the system as we know it, or as we knew it and believed it to be effective at work, it has died. Now is the time to rebuild, okay? This is a time to rebuild. We need the people to stand, to come together, and to use our power to rebuild this republic. Listen, be aware of this now. The smart Democrats, they know they messed up, right? The Bill Maher's, right? And those like him, they recognize they messed up. And they're trying to muffle the reaction, of course, but they know that they have crossed the red line and they are worried more than ever, especially with Trump raising so much more money and people flocking to him even more. They should be worried. They absolutely should be. Yes, this was 34 counts of victory for Donald Trump. Yes, he raised $52.8 million because of that verdict. But the people were sending a message, okay, like in 1984, raising that much money, donating to him. I went online, I donated. I was one of those people. I'm in that 52.8 million, okay? But this looks a whole lot like 1984, where 49 out of 50 states voted the same, Democrat and Republicans alike. They sent in their donations, we sent in our donations to save our republic, to say that we reject and we will not live in a communist society. That's what we need to do here. We need to destroy the deep state. We need to cancel this communist elitist party. We need to fight the far left, right? This is what we were saying, that we had our inclinations, right? We knew all along. We saw what was going on. We had our intuition, and the obvious actions of Joe Biden and this administration since Obama, the mark of the overt actions to turn America socialist. I think that started very much with the Obama administration, that overt communist socialist Marxist movement in our country. And at the very least, but especially since the Biden administration, with the emboldenment of the Squad and the Bernies and the Buttigieg and the Schumers, Jeffries, Pelosi, KJP, Wade and Willis, Claudine Gay, Letitia James, D.A. Bragg, and Judge Merchant. States, I kind of need to gargle some mouthwash when I say those names, right? Anybody got any Listerine? States attempt to keep Trump off the ballot as well. Republicans abandoning their congressional seats to help the Democrats. Okay, we're talking about reparations. We're talking about the EV scams, the border, illegal squatting and taking homes of rightful citizens, the shutout of Americans for assistance while illegals get housing, they get aid and debit cards and driver's licenses and health insurance and slaps on the wrist and immunity from crimes. There is nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, that will stop these tyrants from burning America down to the ground and leaving nothing but ashes. Listen, it wasn't because of the verdict. I mean, it was. He shouldn't have been there. Shouldn't have been there in the first place. On trial at all. Every legal expert agreed with that. But this was America going to sleep and waking up to a very different country. To a country where there is no longer a reliable legal system, where the legal system cannot be counted upon to be ethical and unbiased as a measure of our society. Listen, Americans, we don't just need the justice system. Okay, make this very clear. We don't just need the justice system. We need the American justice system. The American justice system is a cornerstone of the nation's of our nation's democracy, ensuring that laws are fairly and consistently applied, which upholds the principles of equality and rule of law. It serves as a safeguard against abuses of power, providing a mechanism for accountability and redress of grievances. And it does so by protecting individuals' rights and freedoms. The justice system fosters social stability and trust in public institutions. The American justice system. It plays a crucial role in addressing and resolving conflicts, thereby contributing to social order. As society evolves, the justice system must adapt, and it has, to new challenges such as technological advancements and changing social norms, ensuring that justice remains accessible and relevant, but always neutral, always objective, and without bias. A robust and equitable justice system is essential, not only for maintaining societal harmony, but also for advancing the values of fairness and justice for future generations. Right? Yes, I am channeling my Ben Shapiro today. But that all died. That all died when Joe Biden took office and all our abbreviated agencies have become weapons of lawfare with one goal, not just to attack and handicap Donald Trump, to attack him personally, professionally, and publicly, attack his family, his finances, his safety, his rights as a businessman, as a human being, an American citizen, and especially as a candidate for president of the United States. But here is the kicker, folks. Here's what you need to know and understand. Hear me good on this. Here's what you need to know and understand. Joe Biden and his administration and the Democratic Party are angry. They are making a statement through attack and cancel culture and shaming and the threat of lawfare. They are trying to send a message to the American people that they are angry at the American people. They're angry at us. They're angry at us, the American people, for electing Donald Trump. And all this has been 4 years of punishment. This is why we have seen our borders erase. That is why we've seen crime at an all-time high, police officers resigning at staggering numbers. It has been crime against the innocent, right? Crime is no longer illegal, okay? This is why they have killed our drilling, right? To erase our source of independence and wealth, thereby eroding our economy. That is why they have been weakened. They have weakened our military, been soft on our political and global adversaries, and divided us amongst ourselves within intersectionality and identifications like CRT and ridiculous social programming efforts like DEI and various identity groups to pit one against the other in the vying for hierarchy and importance. That is why they have elevated groups like Black Lives Matter to erase the family structure, the family, right? The cornerstone of American society. Men can be women, and boys can be girls, and girls can be boys. Men taking over women's sports and pageants and positions in the locker rooms and sorority clubs and dressing rooms. That is why they have attacked language. He and she and mother and father, and you have to change. Master bedroom has become a term of offense. And Dr. Seuss books have to be rewritten or canceled or taken out of circulation altogether. All have to be changed and redefined because they are angry and they are punishing the American people for their choice. And they want to bully and ensure that we never, ever, ever again choose not just Donald Trump in 2024. It goes beyond that. But anyone who may hold the same American ideals that have made us exceptional, free thinking, and liberated. Anyone who thinks like us, right, who holds America precious and dear, they hate it and they want to remain in Communist Party power forever. That is what truly happened last Thursday with those 34 counts of guilt. But only you, only we, the people, decide. Donating $52.8 million was a great start, but now we must do, right? We got to take action. Now we must move. We got to reach out to everyone we know and get them to the polls. Donate, volunteer, register people to vote who aren't registered, get the people to the polls for Donald Trump. And remember, Americans, remember this. Now I'm guilty of this as well, right? So no criticism. Don't take this as criticism. I'm guilty. I'm in this with you. But the change begins in September, okay? Early voting, not in November. I'm correcting myself on that as well. The change does not start on November. It starts in September. September, early voting. The Dems know this, and their game is strong in this realm. Okay? We got to meet them. Am I worried about the cheat? Yes, absolutely. I am absolutely worried about them figuring out a way now till then to cheat. But we need to overwhelm the vote so much that there is no way they can figure the cheat. The win needs to be a knockout, right? It needs to be a not left to the judges. Do not leave this to the judges or the jury. If you will, please get to the polls early in September. And with that, I'm moving on. So, aside from the absurd, obscene conviction of Donald Trump, to which it must and very well should go to the appellate court, hopefully to the Supreme Court, Fauci. Fauci is back on the stand. Oh, you know what? Let me revert back. I need to say something about this. Forgive me, folks. I'm jumping around a little bit. Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels has offered marital advice to Melania. Stormy Daniels says that Melania should now, because of these 34 counts of guilt, should divorce Donald Trump. And I know Melania probably heard that advice and said, oh, there is the advice I've been looking for. Of course, I'm going to move on that advice, because who wouldn't want to take it? Marital advice from Stormy Daniels. She also said, listen to this, folks. She said that she was slut-shamed by the female attorney on Donald Trump's team. And to that, she's due an apology. So right now, she's feeling a little cocky, right? She's feeling maybe perhaps a little vindicated. I figure, you know, we should look around here. Pretty soon, there's going to drop some really cheesy reality TV series called Eye of the Storm or something like that, right? But she says that she was slut-shamed. And that Melania should divorce Donald Trump because she feels that he's guilty. And clearly the people feel the same way, right? So perhaps that's the whole premise of the next reality show if she comes up. I'm sure that's in the works, right? They'll have Stormy Daniels walking around giving relationship and marital advice, because that is how sick our society is. And people will actually sit down and watch it, right? But I just had to throw that in because I found that absolutely ridiculous. But Fauci, back to Fauci, Dr. Fauci, back on the stand, lying through his $750 million profited teeth by way of Big Pharma, of course. Sitting and watching Fauci, I almost had to envy and admire the Democrats' commitment to lying. I mean, they cannot stop. They simply cannot stop. Fauci continues his lies about the Wuhan lab, the euphemisms, the funding, and the Democrats are all in on it. They're all in. They're supporting and attacking Republicans for his overt lies and deceptions and kind of backing him up on his false statements. And the severe consequences to the American health industry and the trust in the health industry, the politicization of the health industry, the education system, masking children, healthy children, putting them in bubbles and seclusion, exasperating the mental health of many Americans due to isolation and separation. I mean, this is personal for me. I lost my in-laws in the midst of this chaos, these lies and this deception. My husband lost his beloved mother and his dad, and they were very close. But Dr. Fauci, speaking on the Hill, is just more evidence that the Democrat elite will stop at nothing in their crusade for control and more power, and at the expense of our freedoms and our liberties. Dr. Fauci is just the latest of so many offenders. I was not at all surprised that he was ducking and dodging the issues, using euphemisms and going back on what he said at one time and redirecting the same statement to assert or mean something else. But elected and unelected elitists are at large. Now, Fauci worked under both Republican and Democrat administrations. I recognize that. Now, if you're a Democrat and you're listening to this, you may try to attack and say, you know what, Cicely? Fauci was appointed by Donald Trump. He was brought in by Donald Trump. And you would be correct. No. But Trump brought him in to do a job, to operate only in his capacity as a healthcare official, to give sound, reliable, and honest information and directives to the COVID-19 virus. That's it. Not to profit nearly $1 billion from Big Pharma through gain of function manipulation. Not lie about the efficacy of masks when he knew darn well that the mask was not a deterrent to the spread of that virus. And I don't know if you've heard the latest, but he apparently testified behind closed doors that the whole entire masking, where that came out, just kind of came out of nowhere. He was asked officially, how did you come up with the regulations for wearing the mask? And he said, oh, it just kind of came out of nowhere. There was no actual regulation. Just kind of fell in, just kind of came out of nowhere. Okay. He was not brought in to lie about gain of function actions as part of the Chinese government, or to take the interests of Big Pharma over the interests of the American people and their health. He was not there to not demand that we take blind faith in him. Remember that? We were supposed to take, just trust us, just trust that we are doing what's best. Just take blind faith in him and the government when they were redefining science and becoming indignant when those in the healthcare field, actual doctors, medical professionals with patients and families, and care for people, and a distinct and profound dedication to the medical oath, right? That's who these doctors were, who were saying, you know what? That's not right. COVID-19 doesn't have this impact. That's actually not true. That's not the research. That's not what the science is saying. These medical professionals, these doctors were speaking up. They took seriously that medical oath, the Hippocratic Oath, which, by the way, is steeped in ancient tradition by Hippocrates, right? The Greek physician referred to as the father of medicine. Those doctors, those physicians and practicing medical officials who knew the truth and cared for the people they served, cared for their profession, cared for their own reputations, and cared enough to maintain and display integrity. They spoke up, and they were what? They were canceled. They were shamed. They were threatened. Some actually lost their licenses. Others quit or retired because they just couldn't or wouldn't tolerate the pressure and the slander, the crucial negative publicity by the left because of the Dems and the self-claimed, the great Dr. Fauci, the medical god, were in it to push a narrative to assume and maintain power and profit, all at the expense of the American people and their health. And as a result, we lost loved ones. We lost 2 years, which the experts say is equaled up to 4 years or more of educational learning for our children, right? There's a significant gap there. We lost trust in our healthcare system. We lost trust in each other. Remember those people who would shame you for not wearing the mask? Right? People who would sit in the cars and wearing the mask while they were driving alone, right? Those who would yell at you if you didn't put your mask on, or when your mask wasn't covering your entire face, when you couldn't go to church or shop or gather for Thanksgiving and Christmas because these demonic hacks like Fauci said it was too dangerous to be with your loved ones while they were out socializing, meeting up with their friends and family without the mask. You remember that? This is what another 4 years will be and continue even more extreme if we don't do something about this come September, about the Fauci types and these Willis and Wade types, the Alvin Braggs and the Letitia James types, because a Fauci will lie and hide evidence so he can profit, become indignant if you question him, then get his friends like Braggs and Letitia James and Fannie Willis to prosecute you for doing so. And when it all comes out that those medical professionals that had the integrity to speak out and question and remain loyal to the Hippocratic Oath and their actual reputations and the patients and the people they serve, when it all comes out that they were right, oh, look at that. They were telling the truth. Fauci will do what? He'll just lie again. And there will be no consequences. There'll not even be a slap on the wrist. And his crony Democrat congressional friends will help him because it's actually just too embarrassing for them to admit that they did something that was very, very, very wrong. And not just wrong, but actually evil. Evil, what they did to the American people. What a shame. Jury selection has been completed for Hunter Biden and his gun case. Yes, the federal gun crime trial is ready to kick off. 12 jurors have been seated with 4 alternates. Now, here's the kicker for this one, okay? During the selection process, almost all of the potential jurors said that they know someone who has been or currently experiencing substance abuse and or addiction. Almost every potential juror has said they have heard about the case in the news. Hunter Biden faces charges of making false statements in the purchase of a firearm, as well as possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user or addicted to a controlled substance. With all counts combined, the total maximum prison time for the charges could be up to 25 years. Each count carries a maximum fine of $250,000 and 3 years of supervised release. The judge briefed the jury on their role, instructing them not to talk about the case and to keep an open mind. She also suggested opening statements will begin next Tuesday morning. Let's watch and see what kind of judge and trial he gets in comparison to Donald Trump. More to come on that story. Listen, savage listeners, I'm going to end on Fauci today. We know that Donald Trump is a rock star. He said that he's honored to go through all this because someone has to stand up for up to the left, and we should stand next to him. I believe that. We should absolutely stand next to him. Listen, don't leave him alone out there. Let's stand with him. But Fauci is just another member of a long line of liars. Persons of no integrity, persons of no character. He's lied to Congress many times before. The lie that the National Institute of Health, the NIH, did not and does not perform or fund gain-of-function research. It's a serious lie, serious. And yet, he doesn't bat an eye. But this is a man, one of many on the left, who has stained our republic, and we need to rid ourselves of them. And Fauci likes, right? To those savage doctors and physicians and other medical professionals who are brave and who were brave enough to speak out and risk their medical licenses to tell the American people the savage truth, I salute and I thank you today. And I'm sure I speak for other Americans who feel the same way. What's my savage truth today? It's the Hippocratic Oath. And it goes something like this. And while I state the precepts of this oath, listen. Please listen to how Fauci's and others like him have violated each and every one of them. And here it is, the Hippocratic Oath. By all that I hold highest, I promise my patience, competence, integrity, candor, personal commitment to their best interests, compassion, and absolute discretion and confidentiality within the law. I shall do my patients as I would be done by, shall obtain consultation whenever I or they desire, shall include them to the extent they wish in all important decisions, and shall minimize suffering whenever a cure cannot be obtained, understanding that a dignified death is an important goal in everyone's life. I shall try to establish a friendly relationship with my patients and shall accept each one in a non-judgmental manner, appreciating the validity and worth of different value systems and according to each person a full measure of human dignity. I shall charge only for my professional services and shall not profit financially in any other way as a result of the advice and care I render my patients. I shall provide advice and encouragement for my patient in their efforts to sustain their own health. I shall work with my profession to improve the quality of medical care and to improve the public health, but I shall not let any lesser public or professional consideration interfere with my primary commitment to provide the best and most appropriate care available to each of my patients. To the extent that I live by these precepts, I shall be a worthy physician. Savage Truth, Fauci was not and is not currently worthy. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And as always, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely. The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.